Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. We haven't played that in quite a long time, but boy, is this the morning for it. I'm just going to state this right at the top. I have gotten very little sleep, and I am cranky no matter what happens without a lot of sleep. Having had very little sleep and endured a gut punch of a loss by the Philadelphia Eagles last night in Atlanta, Al, I cannot be held responsible for my behavior this morning.
Yeah.
It is going to be appalling. It is going to be absolutely disgusting.
Really?
And all I can hope for is that the many callers and my co-hosts are equally bitter and angry about what we witnessed last night in Atlanta. I am so damn frustrated right now at that football game. Jonesy, it's like it got inside my arteries. And it's like, you know, they put a drug in there. And I am so, there's so many things that happened in that game. Even when the Eagles went ahead, I was still dealing with all the anger I had from the first half. I wasn't even overjoyed. Rhea was not yelling and screaming at home. And Rhea is a very emotional fan.
Yeah.
Because it was such, you almost knew, no. There's 3 minutes to go. They're going to stick it. One more time, I'm going to have to deal with the anger and frustration of this loss. I knew it. I knew it when it was going. Little did I know that they would tantalize us the way they did in those final minutes. Little did I know we would be teased and then boom. Kicked in her ass one more time.
It hurts, man.
Oh, my God.
That game hurts. That loss hurts, and the game hurts.
The only thing that upsetting me more is then I have to listen to Al Morgani.
Yep. Right.
And
now
so what I do.
You should feel a lot better than the Falcon fans.
Well, yeah.
Well, you should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Al, that's exactly what
Al,
I want to think about
that's
today.
That's a Wednesday conversation.
You know what? It isn't even this week, Rhea. I'm going to need 2 weeks after that one. That game. And here's the thing. I'm going to take you through it chronologically and tell me if your emotional roller coaster was like mine last night. I'm watching the beginning of this game that I waited 1 week for and an entire Sunday of I hate night games. Shows, do you like night games?
No, I don't.
Rhea, you would tell me. Just the idea of waiting all day. All these other games are playing. You got to wait 10, 12 hours before anything happens with your team. I hate that.
And then a half because they decided not to play the start.
Because they didn't decide. Because one thing about our Eagles, under no circumstances should you expect them to be ready at the opening kickoff.
It's too much to ask.
It takes them at least a quarter, a half. Last night, three quarters.
What did I tell you?
Three quarters.
What did I tell you about last night, though, on Friday? Yeah. Take the ball.
Ugh.
When you win the coin toss, you've started slow forever.
Right down
get
the
ball.
Field.
Right down
you
they come and they scored.
Now, they probably would have gone three and out, and the same thing would have happened.
I don't know, but it's change
start.
It. Change that plan.
But the Eagles had one extra thing in store for you, in addition to their atrocious starts week after week. By the way, the worst starting team over the past year plus in the National Football League. That hasn't been fixed, can't be fixed. We got to deal with the fact that we waited all week to see, wow, what's Deshaun going to do next? Mm. What's going to happen with Jeffrey? Those big catches for third downs. You know, what are we going to do? We got two great tight ends. We don't just have Ertz. We got Goddard. Goddard, Jeffrey, and Deshaun are all gone. By the time they go down for the first sideline report, they're all out. And they're all out, Al, with injuries that appear to not have anything to do with a play in the game.
Soft tissue.
Am I right?
Yeah, before the game.
All right, how Goddard could hurt in warm-ups. Stretching.
Calf.
Right? Yeah. Two calves and a groin. Right? Mm. Can you tell me something? Is the medical staff of this football team doing what they're supposed to do to get the players ready? Are the players themselves doing what they need to do to be ready for a football game? And how much of this has a bearing on the way they conducted the preseason? All good questions?
That's the biggest one for me.
All
the preseason and the lack of work.
I lost three weapons. Was there any contact with any of these?
Not unless you count contact with the ground while you're stretching.
So you can't say, well, you know, the Falcons, wow, they were so physical. They were physical, but it didn't have to do with losing three of your best offensive weapons before you even started.
It's horrible, man.
And why does this happen every freaking year? Why? Here, we just put together, so you would know. In the end, the Eagles sustained 10 penalties, 10 different penalties. Injuries. And the thing is, Wentz had two of them.
Oh.
He had ribs and head.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, let's just give you a little compendium of all the problems physically the Eagles had last night.
DeSean Jackson is not on the field now, hasn't been on the field for several plays. Now starting to spend time with the doctors on the sidelines.
Alshon Jeffrey has a calf injury. DeSean Jackson has a groin injury, and they're both questionable to return.
You can see the difference in this team without DeSean Jackson.
Your two top receivers and a tight end go down. It's difficult.
Wentz in the gun. He swings it out on the far side. Running with the ball is Sanders, and he picks up 6 yards.
Yeah, that's not Carson, though.
McCown is in the game.
Yeah.
They sent McCown out.
That last throw downfield, he took a shot to the midsection, Carson did.
No, that's super frustrating. When I feel fine, I understand you got to look at that, and that's part of the game, but the way it took so long, and then we finally went out on the field, and I had to go to the blue 10, that was really frustrating, I think, for leading us look at that.
Aguilar being examined for a head injury. Corey Clements in the 10. And Alshon Jeffrey came out of the locker room at halftime with no helmet.
It just limits you a little bit.
You may have noticed Kelce 30 yards behind the field goal kicker, Jake Elliott, at one point. I believe he went to the wrong bench, and they're now checking him in the medical tent. Well, obviously a possible head injury. Two of the Eagles in the locker room with injuries, Corey Clement with a shoulder, and Tim Jernigan is now in the locker room with a foot injury, both questionable to come back. Back up to you.
Another foot injury.
Jason Peters is hurt.
Slowly limping off the field at this point.
Now,
a lot of bodies dropping in this football game.
They played without some of their best weapons.
Here's the bottom line. Since I spent all day watching football, no other team dealt with that.
No, they weren't.
No other team came close to that. Yeah, there were some serious injuries. Breeze got hurt.
Yep.
Big Ben got hurt. But they didn't have 9 other teammates that got hurt. We had 10.
Somebody needs
to explain to me before our NovaCare doctor comes out at 7:40 how this happens to us. Are you people not going to church? Is that the problem? Did you not wear your lucky underwear? Is that the problem? What the hell is going on? And besides all that, Al.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 minutes to go in the game?
It was remarkable.
The Eagles are leading.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz leads him down.
Yep.
Makes a play. That Matt Collins play?
Yep.
Is that
great.
Unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
It's an incredible play. And then they do what they do best when they got a short yardage. Here's the Eagles going ahead with 3:13 left.
Wentz under center. And he sneaks. And he's in. Touchdown. Eagles take the lead. Now there's a penalty flag thrown. Let's see about this.
They're going to call offsides on the defense. This is a touchdown.
Offside.
Yeah. All right. So they get the two-pointer, unlike the other one, which we'll get to later.
Was
ruled that he is, once he is going to the ground, he's done, which is really stupid. But anyway, bottom line is they lead 2017, 3:13 to go. Now, it is Matt Ryan, who's known as Matty Ice. Mm. He's good in that spot. Al, here's where there's going to be some controversy, because a lot of people are killing Jib Schwartz for gambling too much.
Yeah,
I will never do that.
He called
a
good game.
They were only in the game.
Exactly.
Because he adjusted to the conditions of the offense and realized they had to make plays on defense. Matt Ryan got intercepted 3 times.
Because of the defense.
He got intercepted. And this was the play that ultimately cost the Eagles a game.
Ryan claps his hands. He goes back. Here comes the rush. He fires. He completes it to Jones. 50, 40, 30, 20. Julio Jones the distance. Falcons have the lead again. 54 yards for Julio Jones.
All I could say about that is I'm not going to kill them because they kept the Eagles in the game the whole time. They're not going to get crushed by me. They made a lot of huge plays to keep the Eagles in the game. But that wasn't it. So you go, that's the way it goes, you know, on the road, tough loss. Oh, no. We need some additional indignities before it's over. We need to suffer through what ifs. These are the what ifs. Aguilar is a better receiver than he used to be.
Yeah.
But I still don't trust him, and I never will. Because the first few years here, there's one thing he was great at, dropping the football.
Mm-hmm.
And now Wentz, who appears to be insanely streaky these days, he's either atrocious, first half, a 6 passer rating.
Yeah, wow.
That is, Rhea had a higher passer rating, and she was home. All right? But in the second half, he got warmed up, and he throws the ball to Aguilar down the sideline. And all Aguilar's got to do is grab the ball and run for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. There's nobody there. He's done it.
Yeah.
He got the guy. Here's what happened.
Wentz and the gun. Slots to either side. Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is incomplete. Right at the point. The ball was right there for Aguilar, and I don't know how it got beyond him. He had beaten the defense.
He was gone.
It was there, Mike.
It was gone. It was over. We're ahead again.
Yes.
With a minute to go.
Yeah.
We're ahead again. He didn't catch the ball. How do you not catch the ball? And then afterwards, he was asked what his process is after he makes a big drop. Listen to this.
What's your process now for kind of getting past that drop? What do you do?
Well, the last ball that came to me was a catch. So that's all I really remember. I'm going to watch the tape and watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But for me, my last target was a catch. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yep, there's just one tiny problem, Nelson. The 40-yard catch you made after that set up the Eagles for another chance to win, was not a touchdown. The one you dropped was. So, see, that's not the same thing. And I am not handling my process on this, is that I hate you this morning. That's my process.
That is absolutely not what you say after you had a drop like
no,
that.
You can't say that, Rhea.
The last thing I did was a catch. Stop it.
100% right. 100% right, Rhea. One more. So you go, all right, well, what am I going to do? I got to go to bed. No, there's one more little shot.
Mm.
Let's go to a bet. The only guy who didn't get hurt, Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Have we played?
And let Zach Ertz, who is the best tight end in football, and I think understands the concept of first down territory and what to do, and he runs to the marker and takes a step back closer so he can't get the first down. And this is how they lost the game.
Wentz lines them up with Ertz on the far side, 3 receivers to the near side. Wentz is back. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Diving forward is Ertz, but I think he's short, and I think the game is over. I think he's a yard short. We're right across from the yard mark, and I think he comes up short.
And you are right. It's the Atlanta Falcons football.
It was excruciatingly close, but it was not a first down.
No.
It was excruciatingly close. And the one thing I would give him credit for, unlike Aguilar, who found ways to block out his own failure. Ertz was despondent, very much
so. Yeah, he's great that way.
And he took the blame on himself and was devastated by the loss. Listen. Maybe not. All right. Number nine, Joe. All right. We have it here at a second, I'm sure. He basically all said, I blame myself.
Well, you got the marker there. You have to just go right at it.
Right.
It's hard to go at him, man.
One of my yard passed it, so when the ball comes to you, you got the first down.
Well,
it's not complicated. Do we have it, Joe? Let's hear it.
It's tough to win the NFL. So I'm an emotional player, and I feel like I kind of let the team down at the end. I tried my best, and we're so close. And it's gonna hurt for a while, but I'll be better.
It's gonna hurt.
It's a great answer, though.
At least a week. It will hurt till next Sunday at 1. Thank God, 1. And the Eagles could somehow get off the schneid, Although, as we sit here on the Monday morning, who the hell's playing?
That's the problem. Who the hell's playing? The early part of the schedules are toughest part of the season.
Who the hell's playing when everybody went down before the freaking game? Ah! I'm going to lose it today. I'm going to lose it for sure. Here are your phone numbers. I'm done. It's all your show from here, peeps. Josie, you should feel this way this morning, right?
You should, but great news. The Flyers start tonight. Big preseason game.
I'm going to come in and slap them during
please,
the break.
Please, Rhea. You know what's great? You and I, we're bleeding, right? Jonesy's here for paycheck, and Al is finding ways to make it sound good for us.
Yep.
Which is just tells you he's not a fan of us.
Islanders in town
just
tonight.
Not a fan. Islanders tonight. Alain Vigneault. 888-729-9494. #9494 on your AT&T Override cell phone. If you're angry, let's hear from you this morning. WIP Sports Time, 6:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.